Here's a thought I'll title, Here, Now. A few days ago, I was out photographing, and I did what I often do. Jumped in the car, had the camera, headed out, drove about 120 miles, didn't see anything that interests me, only made a few exposures, and those were sort of forced. And at the end of the day, I got back to my campground, and I was a little tired, and as often happens when I'm a little tired, suddenly I started seeing things, because I wasn't thinking for them, because I wasn't looking for them. They just sort of appeared. And what appeared to me were various things in and around my campground. Literally, a few steps from my trailer, there was all kinds of interesting compositions to photograph. And I thought, you know, there's a lesson here. People like Ruth Bernhardt used to say, if you can't photograph in your own backyard, you can't make a decent photograph. Well, maybe that's true. I've made photographs in my backyard for years. I don't know that they're any better than when I go out traveling looking for something exotic and exciting and different. I know I'm different. It takes more effort to photograph in the backyard because it's familiar and it doesn't feel like it's very adventuresome. But in the campgrounds that I'm staying at, where I'm moving every couple of weeks, they're constantly new. So all of a sudden, it occurred to me, maybe there's a project there. Maybe if I just spend a little time in each campground that I'm staying at over the next months or year, maybe I could search the campground for something that might turn into a little project. So that's what I've decided to do. It's one of the rare occasions in which I'm predetermining what it is that I want to photograph. But it makes sense that it's a structure for a project, kind of like Keith Carter's From Uncertain to Blue, where he photographed in a bunch of little towns in Texas, the first one being titled Uncertain Texas, and the last one was Blue Texas, and he made one photograph per little town. Well, that was an interesting structure. Well, maybe I can do the same thing. Maybe I can find a photograph or a small group of photographs for each campground. Or maybe there's a subject that can be a theme from each campground. This is going to be interesting. What a fun experiment.